Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Our favorite time of the week. Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show, it's a gentleman that we call Sultan. He's the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, and then the acting legend from the days of Hunter right up on through a new movie coming out this summer, the Transformer movie. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, Michael Horn, and welcome back from Hawaii. Mahalo to you.
Yeah, I had a good time. I really didn't have any broadcast or anything to do. I just relaxed and sort of just kicked back.
So you didn't work at all over there?
Well, I did take some work. I was behind on some paperwork and stuff.
What'd you do?
I have my calendar on my phone, and then I also have the old day timer that you write in. And I was about 12 months behind on my day timer, and it's been bugging me forever to try to get it all brought up because a lot of phone calls I got to make are in there, and I brought it all up to date.
Now, here's what you should have done. I know you didn't do it, but this is what you should have done. Here's an opportunity for you missed. You should have eaten every day for about a week, papaya.
I did grab papaya every chance I got.
That's it. Just papaya.
That's it? It's and a papaya diet?
Drink lots of water.
And what would
and
that
papaya.
Do?
Papaya. It would completely make you delirious.
Hey, it rained a little bit, like every day when we were there, except for a couple. But it was nice because it's a Hawaiian rain. It's like it rains and then it all dries off.
Well, it's a dry rain.
It's a dry rain. It was good. We had a photo shoot also. My daughter was with me for a birthday, and my niece purchased a photo shoot. And I haven't done that in some time. It's kind of fun to sort of, you know, lay on the beach and on the grass and everything and get a nice photo shoot.
Well, yeah.
So
that's exactly what you should get.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So we got lots to talk about on our show today. We'll talk a little bit about the Olympics. We're going to talk a little bit about football, some basketball. Got a lot of stories to talk about too. In fact, some chance meetings of you, Fred Dreyer, doing some things over there. Tim Tebow injured his ankle while he was running, and he hit a sprinkler head. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, the Mickey Mantle story. I have to
Tell that one,
I'll tell you a Mickey Mantle story.
That'll be
good. It's really a good story.
Now, you want to follow Fred while you're listening to this show. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. And then you can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Then you go to email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. His website, freddreyer.co, where you can get the Highway 395. And our new site that you go to the show, freddreyershow.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Back here in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary actor, all the way from, remember the series Hunter, which you can see on MeTV and many other places. And coming up this summer, the brand new Transformer movie is coming out. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. Great to be with all of you. And welcome back from your vacation.
I was away with my daughter for her birthday in Hawaii.
Right.
It was very nice over there. Go to the island.
How was it? Let me ask you. I ask you this all the time, but sometimes it changes. I haven't been to Hawaii in a long time. I have friends that have been there. I have friends that live there. But I don't go there. You know, I'd rather go to Manhattan Beach if I want to go to the beach. I'll go to Manhattan Beach.
But you live in Southern California.
So. Yeah, I'm from here. So, you know, someone waves the beach at me. Hey, we're going to go to the beach and get a tan. That doesn't sway me. If I was from Cleveland, it probably would.
Yeah.
All right. Do you fall into the jargon of the day when you go over there? Do you seriously say mahalo?
On occasion, if someone says it to me, otherwise I remain myself. I kind of get more in a relaxed mode if I don't have to go there and do broadcasts and things of that nature and have to be here and there and these different times. It's kind of nice to just sort of relax, you know, read a book or something, go out, hang out under the trees. It was raining a lot, but it's raining in Hawaii.
Disappointing for you.
Yeah, but it was all right. It was like, come on, it's still 70. It was cooler. Sometimes you go to Hawaii, it gets hot.
Did you go in the water?
A little bit. Kind of walked around. I'm not a big ocean kind of water sort of guy. I just kind of
that's the wrong place to go to.
But it's so nice and relaxing there. It's just great. You get beautiful trees.
She told in my house. I'll turn the air conditioner on.
Well, maybe that's a good idea.
Well,
then
I
can do that.
Save you about $1,700.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When you were younger, in your younger days, you went to the beach. What was your beach of choice in Southern California?
Manhattan Beach, 26th Street.
Why Manhattan Beach?
And also because it's a big, beautiful beach. Had a parking lot right there. And they had a strand, and all the girls come by and hang out. And
there it goes.
You walk two little streets up, and you're on the main thoroughfare. You're on Highland, and you get a walk down the street to the liquor store and buy a quart of beer and get drunk. And then, you know, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the guys come by in the truck, you know, with a bullhorn. They drive right up to you.
They do?
Right up to you when you're passed out on the beach and yell at you on a bullhorn because they know you're drunk.
What do they say?
Well, they go, hey, it's 6 o'clock, you idiot. Go home.
They close the beach down then at 6 o'clock?
Oh, well, I mean, people are starting to, you know, they want to go home.
Well, that's something you and I have not done is I'm thinking maybe we should plan a trip to Manhattan Beach at some point for dinner. They got all these great restaurants
there.
They
have a great
restaurant row.
I guess a restaurant row. They have a great selection of seafood and steak and lobsters. And
if we get together one day early and get our trunks on and go hang out
there. I'll bring some
beach towels, and you and I'll kind of go like stretch out on the beach and maybe get that beer you're talking about, and then around 6 o'clock or so, we don't need the guy to yell at us. I'll set my phone so the alarm goes off, and then we'll go to one of the fine restaurants there. What do you think? I'll bring us what they have, some of these cover-ups, so that we can just leave our trunks on and put over the cover-up over it. And what do you think about that? You and I kind of hang out there. I'll get you.
I'll get you an orange.
I'll get a real bright lime green.
Orange what?
Cover-up, a coverall. For they can
something like that,
nice on the beach, so we can go into a restaurant or whatever.
That's to keep you from getting hit.
Bring some flip flops, and
they wear those things on the street to keep you from getting run over.
Well, that's why I get the lime green, and you have the orange.
Yeah, all right. So I'll work the other side of the street.
You do that, we can walk that way.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. I can do it. Now let's do a little baseball news here. So Tim Tebow, talk about your injuries. There's a freak mishap during spring training last week. He's the former Heisman Trophy winner. You know about him from football and everything. But he sustained an injury when his foot got caught on a sprinkler head in the outfield at the Mets spring training complex. As soon as I heard this, thought about you when you first signed with the New York Giants. What's the first thing you did when you got to Yankee Stadium?
Here's what I did. They took me out there, and it was a drizzly, cool winter's day. It was right around January.
Hawaiian weather.
February. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so it took me out to Yankee Stadium. It was beautiful as well. Everything you could imagine for a 22-year-old kid. Anyway, I got up on the top step of the first base dugout, and I sprinted over the mound, over second base, into center field where Mickey played.
Just like when Bob, the big longtime announcer, would say, "Now you're New York Yankees," and then you ran out there, right?
Well, it's Bob Shepard.
Bob Shepard, yeah.
Yeah. And so, so I ran out there. And I'm looking around, and I'm turning around. I wanted to see the stadium from center field. I wanted to see it as an outfielder would see it. Ed Mickey would see it, Because that moment, that day, I was Mickey. And everything that was Mickey, I kind of regurgitated into my imagination and my fantasy that I was playing center field. And I looked around, and I started walking around. And I looked down, and right there was a storm grate. It was probably about a foot long and maybe a little less than that, eight inches long.
So 12 inches by 8.
So let's call it a square foot.
Yeah.
But it was a grate. And I looked at that, and then it hit me. This is the grate Mickey stepped in and blew out his leg.
For his whole career.
That's it. This is it. And I'm standing right there, and I'm thinking to myself, they never took it out.
They took it out.
They left it there. Mickey,
no padding over it or anything.
The center fielder of my youth,
right,
of all time,
Mickey
actually.
Mantle, yeah.
Mickey blew out his leg on the grate, and you would think that the city of New York that owned Yankee Stadium, you would think that the city would come out there and pull that sucker out, and
they did not
do it.
And see, this is why I thought about you, because here's Tim Tebow getting the spring training. A lot of people travel either to Florida in the south, where this happened, around the Florida area there, and the area in Arizona around Phoenix. And so he's at the Mets spring training complex, and he says, after he hit a sprinkler head, he says, "I'm trying to be smart about it and keep the ankle taped." So it doesn't affect his swing, so he's been able to swing the bat. But this is when you're trying to make the team, this is a tough thing.
Yes. Now, cut. Years later, in the 80s.
Fast forward to the
80s. Late 70s, I was still with the Rams.
Yep.
We the Rams were teamed up against the Yankees in a game show called Sports Challenge.
Oh, you were on that show?
With Dick Enberg.
Dick Enberg was the guy on that show. Sports Challenge.
Yeah, you may want to, maybe you could Google it. Maybe you could pull
you
that
could
thing
YouTube
up.
You or Google it. Sports Challenge.
Sports Challenge, Dick Enberg. It was Dodgers, the Rams versus the Yankees. They had like three or four players. We had three or four players.
Yep.
And during the filming of this thing, You know, they ask you sports questions. You know, you get points for it. And then the winner gets a Corvette, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I know we lost because I don't have a Corvette.
You don't have a Corvette.
So I asked him. I said, Mick, how about the great in center field?
What did he say?
He said, oh, that damn thing. That damn thing. Oh, man.
Did you tell him your story that you ran out there and looked
at it? Yeah, I told him the whole deal. So it came full circle. You know?
Wow. And then you let him win.
Yeah.
You probably blew a few questions just so that the New York Yankees could win.
Yeah, and then when they said, Fred, Dick Enberg said, Fred, when if you score a touchdown, what would you do? I said, I'd set my hair on fire if I
scored a touchdown. Is that the correct answer?
Yeah. And so Mickey couldn't stop laughing, and we became friends right after that.
There you have it. You and the great Mickey Mantle.
Yes.
And the late Dick Enberg. What a great show.
Oh, he was a beauty.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 5774.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge.
Yep.
We've been yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank
you.
We got
a new website for you, by the way. When you hear stuff on the show, you want to go check it out at the show, just go to FredDreyerShow.com. That's easy.
Yeah, very easy.
Fred Dreyer Show. F-R-E-D. There's your Fred. D-R-Y-E-R. Dreyer Show.
S-H-O-W.
Very good.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And then you get the Corvette.
Well, San Diego. San Diego State.
Yeah, that's good. San Diego. Now, let's see. The Royals have signed a free agent first baseman, Lucas Duda, to a one-year contract. They announced that this week. There's still some signings going on, I guess, huh? It was a one-year deal for $3.5 million. They want to cover the loss of their first baseman they lost, Eric Hosmer, who signed as a free agent with the San Diego Padres. So is this going to make the Padres better? You guys are moving around a little bit.
You know, he signed a 10-year contract?
Eric Hosmer, I believe it was.
Eight-year, something like that. You know, and my question is, why are you giving that guy all that money?
I don't know.
I mean, that guy's not going to make any difference. He's still going to be last.
Yep. The Rays got Duda from the Mets in a three-way midseason trade, and it's interesting. So we'll see how that happens when it's coming down there. Duda's coming off a one-year $7.25 million deal, so he's down in price now, $3.5 million.
Duda?
Yeah, Duda. That's good.
Because it makes those guys sweat, you know.
Yeah,
maybe. There's a whole big deal going on there with the Players Association.
Because they're trying to keep under the salary cap.
Well,
Tony
Clark, all these teams are saying, you know, look, we don't want to go over $190 million. You know, and Dodgers they passed on Yu Darvish because of that.
Yep. So there you have it. So this Yankees guy, this outfielder here, this Clint Frazier. He's got symptoms related to a concussion. His head hit an outfield wall during last Sunday's spring training game, and he's been sidelined since the injury, and it's been kind of frustrated. He spent time away from the field these days, and so there's a lot of people vying for spots. You've got Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton now. Those two for sure are going to be playing out there, you know that.
Yep.
Brett Gardner, Aaron Hicks. Jacoby Ellsbury. So this guy Frazier right now, Clint Frazier, it feels like he might be losing a spot just because of this whole injury.
Is he new on the team?
He is fairly new. He's saying, I can't even sit in my living room without feeling like bleep, he said before the game. And he said, my head hurts and it's just the headaches. I can't shake the headache all day. I have to go to a team and it's not fun watching it. It kind of makes me feel like it dwindles away when you're sitting on the shelf. So Aaron Boone said that the had a mild concussion is what he said. That's their new manager, by the way, is Aaron Boone.
Yeah, he'll be good, I think.
I think he'll be okay. I like the old manager was okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
He was all right. Apparently to Aaron Boone, he says that this guy Clint Frazier says he keeps telling me how good he is. But he's going to have to see him play at some point, right? He reported the concussion to the team Monday. It was a game against the Phillies in Clearwater, Florida. Would you rather go watch spring training in Florida or would you rather watch it in Arizona?
Arizona.
I think so, too. Just because it's closer for us.
Not too humid.
And human in Florida, right?
Why do you want to go down there? Yeah, come on.
That's something else. I don't know. I'm going to your house, and we're going to go to the Manhattan Beach. I'm excited.
That's good.
It's going to be good.
You can watch TV in Manhattan Beach. You can watch spring training in Manhattan.
Well, you can, and that's pretty good. Let's see what else happened there. The new manager for the Washington Nationals, that's Dave Martinez. He had a trio of camels brought to spring training camp, the four-legged kind, visual aids to help the players launch a journey aimed at getting over their playoff hump.
Hump, I saw it coming.
You saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Camels, humps.
So Dave Martinez, I don't know if it's so much as embrace it, but just not worry about it because so much has been made about it.
Nasty animal.
It's fair for people to write about it, so Ryan Zimmerman said, but making the playoffs every year, winning divisions every year to me is already over the hump. We used to lose 90 games every year. People forget that. And it is true.
Well,
right?
It used to be the Expos.
How did the Dodgers get over the hump? They missed the World Series winning it by one
game.
They haven't
gotten over that.
They haven't.
They're stuck between the two humps.
And that's what I'm watching. Really? You think they are?
I think they're right in between those two humps.
I'm watching some of the guys talk about it, and they say, no, we're ready to go. We just
is it a dromedary?
I don't know. Do you know a lot about camels?
Dromedary, isn't it single? That's a single.
It's a single hump?
I think it's a single hump.
So if you had dromedary camels, you could probably get over the hump quicker. There's only one.
Well, as long as you made it to the top of the hump, you would slide either down or over.
Have you ever ridden a camel?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I did when I was in Israel, and I have a picture to prove it.
And why did you get on a camel in Israel?
Because it was there, and there was this Arab guy there yelling at everybody to, you know, for $2, you know, he'll take a picture. So I put a fez on.
What's a fez?
It's a hat.
Yeah.
With no brim. You know.
Well, that thing you wear here all the time.
It's a fez. Yeah. You know, one I carry in my car.
Yeah.
In case you get pulled over.
Nah.
So.
When you have those women in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you have a fez. You got a camel. You got a camera. It was a natural. So he took the photograph, took the picture, and I'm a better person for it. It's a wonderful experience for me.
And can we post it here on the Wall of Fame here at CRN?
Yeah, I've got a whole...
Bring some stuff in.
You know what I have to do? You should come over and help me go through those photos.
I'm going to go through those. I'll bring my bathing suit.
Exactly.
Back in the lounge, the Sports Lounge. Don't forget, find out more about the Sports Lounge. Go to freddryershow.com. 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 So let me ask you a question. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Let me ask you, Mr.
Yes.
Dreyer. You said you got on a camel for the first time in Israel. So here's my question. When people travel, why is it when you're home and you got close to your favorite hospital or doctors, you don't get on a camel, but you wait till you go to Israel and some guy says for $2 you get on a camel and you risk your life and maybe breaking a limb getting on a camel?
Well, you're celebrating your trip.
Is that what it is?
You're away. You're in Israel. You've got the dome of the rock behind you as a backdrop. You got history along with you, and you're in the mood, and it's a fun gag thing. It's a simple get on, take the picture, get off, give the guy $2. And I will say that my latest, which was a couple of years ago, my latest foray into the world of the dromedary was at Hugh Hefner's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a bunch of animals, a petting zoo.
Yeah, he had that
for kids for Easter, you know.
Yep.
So everybody went over there and they had the kids running around. And there was a camel. So because of my experience, my lack of, in Israel, taking a photograph with the camel, I asked the guy, I said, tell me about your camel. So he was talking about it. And so I was standing literally next to the camel where I could touch it. And he says, just be careful. Don't make any gestures towards his face.
Really?
Yes, that's what he said. And I said, well, why would? Okay, so I started to move away and step back as he was explaining to me. He says, it's just rude. I said, well, this is a rude animal. This sucker spits, it burps, it farts, it does all kinds of stuff. Just then, as I'm backing up.
What happened?
This sucker kicked me.
The guy or the camel?
Yes. The camel that kicked me in my right quad.
Oh, boy. And he heard you. You were insulting him.
Yeah, and it startled me. Wait a minute. What the hell was that? And then as I started thinking about it, I just said, you know, I'm kind of pissed off.
Did you kick the camel?
Well, no. I told the guy. I said, I don't like that. I should be able to trust the camel if I'm going to get near him. You're going to put people near their friggin' camel.
Yeah, he brought it to Hugh Hefner's house.
He went, it's okay. You're okay. No, there's nothing problem. I said, okay, all right. You know, and the guy was from the Valley, so I couldn't get mad at him. You know?
People, if you're in Southern California from the Valley, it's okay, right?
Yeah, they don't know anything. What are you going to do?
So that was it? That was the end of the story? Nothing, no.
Yeah, I backed off. And a couple of people saw it and said, did that camel kick you?
Yeah.
I said, of course it did.
How long did it take to get over that injury?
Just like that.
You're pretty good. You recovered. Now, you were during the break, we were talking about movies because you've got the Transformers movie coming out this summer, right?
Somewhere in 18, I think toward the end of the summer, is going to be the Transformer movie that I was in. And we'll see what happens.
It's your website, freddryer.co. You have your Highway 395 movie there, and you can download that. People can go to freddryer.co to order your movie.
Yes.
And there's also coming out, I think this weekend, is the new Bruce Willis movie called Death Wish, and I can't wait to see this.
Well, it's a remake, as you well know. Everybody should know
it is.
Yeah, Chuck Bronson. Death Wish.
Charles Bronson was the best in Death Wish.
He was the best. Good. He was the best. And, you know, Bruce is a little...
like this a lot.
Bruce, from what trailers that I've seen...
That camel's ticking me off.
Yeah.
I'm Charles Bronson.
Hey, zit face.
That's it. There you go. Yeah.
Hey. That's it. That's what you want to do.
So anyway, so Charles was the good guy, right?
That's right.
And so Harriet Bronson or Jill Ireland, which wife do you prefer?
Harriet Bronson?
That was his first wife.
That was his first wife?
Yeah.
Well, Jill was great.
Yeah, Jill Ireland.
She was great.
Love of his
I used to see him in Malibu.
Yeah.
At Alice's restaurant out there on the pier. Yeah.
And would he say hi to you? How would Charles
hey,
Bronson?
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
That's him.
What are you doing? What are you doing? It's Sunday. You should be in church.
Anyway.
You
got to go see the new one with
Bruce? No, I was going to say, look, I like action movies like everybody else.
Oh,
probably,
yeah.
Right? You like them.
Come on.
But I don't like Bruce Willis's, he took license with the character. He's too smug. You know,
you think Bruce is too smug?
There's something that's known as, and you might understand it, in acting is when actors, chew up the scenery,
What do they call
Or they behave, the character behaves as if they've read the script. You get that?
Like the characters
don't laugh.
Read.
That's
no,
literal.
Like the characters read. Okay, gotcha. So it's not as believable as it could be.
Yeah,
as if
yeah.
You
it's like
just
it's like he's
the
like the character's always winking. You know, these guys bust into his house.
Yes,
his daughter is in the loony bin.
Yep,
his wife is dead, and he decides because the police are doing nothing about it to go out and get revenge. So he goes out and gets revenge. And doing it, he kind of breaks the fact that his wife's still dead.
Right.
So he's too much of a wise guy.
You didn't lose that in the Charles Bronson movie. You knew that Charles was eating himself up inside because he lost his family.
That's right.
Like
and,
you
and
would
in
be.
This, it's Bruce Willis doing what he does
based
best.
On the trailer.
He's smug.
Based on the trailer. We're still going to go see it, though.
Yeah, okay. We'll
go see it. But we'll see if that's right now. But I saw the same trailer you saw.
You saw that.
And it was like, and he kind of laughs at the shrink that's talking. He's like, oh, keep going ahead and...
That's what it is.
We want you to go see it. When you find out about it, you can email us or talk. Just follow Fred on Twitter.
I'm going to copy it on my phone.
Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on
I'm going to do a Jerry Seinfeld.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
I'm going to copy the film on my phone.
Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
You're in luck all this month during Aaron's Lucky Days. Get started leasing to own furniture, electronics, or appliances and get 6 months same as cash. Plus, you can save big on select products like living rooms, a JVC 55-inch smart TV bundle, a Samsung laundry pair, an HP desktop, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get 6 months same as cash during Aaron's Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Mike Horn. That, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. I was looking for some donuts for you, and I told Tommy to go out and get them. So.
Good. Tommy DeSorda?
Yeah.
Get some.
Yes.
Oh, Tomas. Exactly. Okay, Tomas. Got to get some. Good. We got some basketball news for you. Golden State Warriors, apparently the guard Stephen Curry, was touring the National Museum of African American History and Culture with local students on Tuesday, and he said it was a unifying alternative after President Donald Trump withdrew the defending NBA champs White House invite. I didn't know that. Exactly.
What?
President Trump withdrew the White House invite for the NBA champs?
Good.
I think that's good.
I absolutely think it's good.
They were being nasty to him and saying they weren't going to go. So he
I've never seen anybody get beat up more and more unwarranted assaults than Donald Trump has been getting.
Here's the deal. I don't care if you like the president, hate the president, whatever, because
they would have never
liberals,
done that.
There's conservatives, there's everything. You win a thing and you get invited by the president out of honor for the country. Read some books about Abraham Lincoln.
No, they're all stupid.
Ring about the stuff that the presidents
they're
go through.
They're all political.
And what they do. And quit being political if you're a sports team. And just go to the dang White House and enjoy yourself.
Must be, black athletes are so tormented.
Yeah,
they're
I couldn't
so
stand
tormented.
Barack Obama, but if he would have invited me, I would have gone to the White
gone.
House, and I would have shaken
gone.
His hand and talked to him and
right.
found myself, might have liked
he
him, for God's
sake. And in my luck, he would have said, Brett, what do you think of what we're doing here? And I would have said, you're a jackass. Oh.
So you...
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have cribbed.
You,
I wouldn't.
You
have,
would not have. Done
I wouldn't.
That.
Have, no, I would not.
I know you
would. I would have
You'd
all
be
the
respectful.
I have all the respect in the world for the guy. You're going to see him once in your lifetime, and then maybe,
How many people never get to go to the White House? Even come on. So these guys are making so much money, and they got the big mouths over there. I believe with the Laura Ingraham, shut up and dribble.
I've
so
been to the White. I've been to the White House.
You have?
Oh yes.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah, I went there with. Let's see. NBC.
Does this top your appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Well, I don't know if to me, they're two different categories.
They are?
Yeah, two different chapters.
Because you sang on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Well, more importantly,
part of the New York
more
Giants.
Importantly is that Ed walked right up to me with his face about an inch from mine.
Yes.
Said, so you're one of the giant fellows, are you?
That's
I said, that's right, Mr. Sullivan.
That's
he says, well, maybe we should have you sing tonight. So I sang, listen to this,
You sang on that show?
All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, because I had my two front teeth knocked out.
Oh, boy. This was after you were playing what?
No,
was
no,
this?
I was playing for the Giants.
Oh, for the Giants. I mean, this is a big game,
huh? 1969. It was my rookie year.
Yeah.
So we went on to the show to do a Giants-Jets gag. They had both teams on.
Right here on our stage.
That's right. Right now, our show, a really big
show.
A Tire Mouse.
Eddie, kiss me goodnight.
Oh, Eddie.
For you old people out there, you probably have yourself a good time. The rest of the day, what the heck are they talking about? So move fast forward from that to the White House. Why? How did you go to the White House?
I went right from Ed's show to the White House.
Went to D.C.
It's a lot of stuff in the middle that happened.
Who was president at that time? Andrew Jackson?
Yeah. We call him Stormy Jackson.
Stonewall. That's it.
Old Stormy.
The old Hickory. The old Hickory was there. So anyway, so who was president when you went to the White House, for gosh sakes? Think about it for a minute.
Let's see. I think it was Herbert Walker.
Oh, Bush.
Herbert Walker, yeah. In one of his four miserable years we were there.
Well, got to do it. Got to see it. Got to get there. Got to take care of it. 1,000 points of light.
1,000 points of light.
So why did you get invited to the White House?
It was an event. I can't quite recall.
There were other NBC. This is part of the Hunter thing, then, right?
Well, yeah. I was on the NBC lineup, and there was other representative actor representatives from the shows that they were on.
And you went and you met the president.
We went in and we did not meet the president, but we got into the White House.
And what did you do there?
I can't tell you what I did there.
Well, come on. You went to the White House for what? A meeting to talk about violence on TV or something?
For some reason, I had some black olive pits in my suit pocket. So
this is a true story, really. Get out of here. No, so you guys.
I left the pits in the chair.
No, you did not.
Next to the president's desk.
I'm not believing this. They would have searched you and taken out those black olive pits. But what was the reason you guys
Black olive pits here on the first floor.
It looks like Fred Dreyer was here.
There's a shenanigans going on here. That Dwyer kid, we got to put him. Let's beat him up before you get him back out.
So who went with you? Did Robert Blake go? Because he was on NBC at the time you were on.
No, Bob Blake. I don't believe Bob Blake went.
But who went for the part of the NBC team? You went there, obviously.
And it was just a bunch of, I don't know.
And you don't remember what it was for?
No.
You just showed up at the White House.
No, it was for something. It was for a national recognition for, It had something to do with the Ford Theater.
The Ford Theater?
Yeah, it had something to do with a celebration.
The place where Lincoln was assassinated?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I just read that book while I was in Hawaii. That's disturbing to hear.
Why would
that.
You read that book? You should be reading good things when you're over there.
Know.
You don't want to read about murder and mayhem.
About a bullet going into his brain. And
yeah, you don't want to. And the doctor, listen to this. The doctor put his finger in there and pushed it further in.
Oh, stop. That's true. That's all true. That's actually in the book.
The guy's an idiot.
Yeah. Oh.
Mr. President.
And he stayed alive from like 10:15 at night till 7 something in the morning the next day. He was not dead. That's a terrible thing.
The mole was still intact.
Now I've just depressed not only myself, but you and the audience.
It's a terrible part of American history. But
sing a little Two Front Teeth for us going out of the break, which is cheer us up.
No.
Yeah, that's right. It probably would depress us.
No, it's too depressing.
Welcome back here to the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Email segment here on the show. We got Steven says, "Hey, Fred, I love your show. Have you ever had a radio experience in the past? Seems like you do. Have you done a radio show before this one?"
Not before this one.
There you go. Peter also writes, he says, "Hi, Fred, it's me. We missed you last week. Wondering if you are going to spring training this year." I'm going. You should go, too.
When are you going?
I'm going the weekend of, like, the 9th. I'm going to go to spring training.
What are you going to do over there?
I'm going to watch some games. I'm going to go there and hang out and go for the weekend.
I got to tell you, it's so boring to watch it on TV.
Mark said, "Hunter, where are you? No post for a while, Mr. Dreyer. Hope you're well." You better start getting out there and posting again. I took a week off. You took a week off.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Yes. My tweeting thing I've limited very much because it's just I'm tired of doing it unless it's necessary. So if it's necessary, I'll do it. But I'm getting tired of just blabbing on that thing. It's not good to do it that way.
All right, so we'll blab together. Now, Pamela wrote to you. She's got a photo here. I'll describe it for our radio audience. And it's a picture of you, Fred Dreyer, number 89. It looks all muddy. You can barely read the 89. She says, "This is an interesting photo. Wonder if Mr. Dreyer remembers what game this is from. Does not look as though it was fun." So look at this picture. What do you think of that picture there? You see all messed up.
Well, I can tell you.
What
I'll
is it?
I'll do some deducting here for you.
Okay, good.
It's a blue jersey that means it's a home game.
Yes.
And it was at Yankee Stadium, so it must have been late in the season.
New York Giants,
yeah. It was probably the Philadelphia, St. Louis, Washington, something like that.
All right. That was early on in your career then. You want to write to Fred Dreyer, send him an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Thank our friend Dave Koz for playing this music for us. Thank you, Dave. Play a little more here.
What year? What decade was this? 82?
This is some commercial.
What is it?
I don't know. It's called the dryer theme. So, listen, I got a football story here for you. And I'm kind of happy about this because I like this guy. Rob Gronkowski, he put his World Wrestling Entertainment, his WWE career, on hold because they say he's expected to return for this coming season.
Well, he should. Why wouldn't he?
He should. I think there's no retirement talks. I like Gronk. He's good.
Well, why wouldn't
you like
the
Patriots? That's my team
right now. Why wouldn't you like him?
I like the Patriots. I like Belichick. I think he's great.
Did you see the 30-30 on Belichick and Bill Parcells?
No, what was that?
Really good.
That's the part I love is that he was tutored by Bill Parcells. Parcells was not your coach when you were there, was he?
No.
Was he even on the team at all or anything as a minor coach?
No, he came in 82.
Who was your coach on the Giants?
Ollie Sherman and then, what's his name? Alex Big Red Webster was our coach.
Oh, Big Red.
I was only there 3 years. So,
I know, yeah. You had a lot of coaches.
You could have been the coach. Nobody would have known.
I could have. I would have played you a little more than they did.
Well, they played the hell out of me. They put me on kickoff return teams. That's why I hurt my knee.
Oh, brother. Early on, like that? That's not good.
Yeah, it's not. Well, they didn't like me because they knew I was leaving.
Wow.
So they said, all right, you're going to be on the kickoff return team. I said, I'm not very good at doing that. Well, get out there anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow's right.
No, I'm not such a big Giants fan anymore.
It was Philadelphia, last game of the season at Yankee Stadium, and, you know.
Really?
So, let me ask you a question.
Please.
What are we doing?
Well, Matt, what do you mean, what are we doing? We're talking about...
What are we doing right now?
Well, we got Matt Fort also, the running back, he's a great defensive player in the NFL over the past decades. He said he's retiring. So, Gronkowski's coming back. Matt Fort is retiring.
Matt Forte.
Forte, I'm sorry, yes. Matt Forte is retiring, and he's 32. That's still kind of young, isn't it? But I guess he broke down at the end of last season for the Jets.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Injured reserve.
There's
Forte
an interesting
was,
thing going yes. on here. I probably would have quit... Four or 5 years prematurely.
You would have.
I would, if I'd have been making the money they make now.
Oh, that's true.
See, the interesting thing is you can get out of that sport after 5-6 years.
Yes.
You can get $50 million in the bank after 5-7 years. Get out.
Yeah. How about the Olympics? We came in like fifth place in the medals. We had 23 medals behind Norway, Germany, Canada, and USA. We're in fourth place with 23 medals.
The Czech Republic
beat our team in
hockey. I know the people in Europe love the Olympics because it's right up their alley.
Yeah.
But people
I know,
over
you don't
here,
like it.
No, but people over here do what? I mean.
I don't know. It was not that important this year to me. And then
I didn't get it.
The International Olympic Committees, they say they're going to reinstate Russia's formal participation in the Games if all their athletes' remaining drug tests come back clean.
Oh, bro.
So what's the deal
they
on
should
that,
just
huh?
open the whole thing up.
To what?
Whatever drug you got, bring it.
No.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Why not?
It's because then people will be, you know.
Well, so what?
Here's another thing I saw, and we should have talked about this. We'll have to talk next week. There's a guy that's taking, it's a woman who's, I don't know, it's a guy who's taking hormones to become a woman. That's what it is.
A wrestler.
And a wrestler. Yeah. And he won the competition.
Yeah, that's
he should
right.
be thrown off the team. You should not have any transgender person on the team.
The feminists want that person to win a medal.
No, you know, it's because the women, they're all natural women, and this guy's got enhancement from drugs because he's making the transition.
Did you see what he did to that girl? He pounded her brains in.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, that's my final.
You know, they were on the floor in a clinch. She had a figure four leg lock on him, and she leaned over and said, "How do you like that?"
Do what you want, change, be whoever you want to. I'm fine with that. But you know what? To make it fair, you should be.
Yeah, once you're a guy,
transgender team. They should have a man's team, and they should have a woman's team.
If you're a guy and you transgender to a woman, your days of competing as a man are over.
Is it?
Well, you should. Yeah, yeah. Your days are competing, period, or over. I mean, what are you, a man or a woman?
Maybe that's what happened to me. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter.
Things that happen to you.
Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. His website, freddreyer.co, Highway 395. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Final segment here on the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the legendary Fred Dreyer. You're a big basketball guy, and the Lakers, their rookie Josh Hart, apparently suffered a broken finger on his left hand and underwent x-rays, and Lakers said they're evaluating treatment options. And the Lakers do better this year than last year. Are they a little bit better? Is that the deal?
They're closing in on 30 games, winning 30 games. They'll probably win 30, 31 games.
That's better than they were
before,
right?
They won 26 last year.
Yeah. So, that's interesting stuff there as we go into it. And the Lakers also, one other new note here, they bought out Corey Brewer's contract and they waived him.
Yeah.
Forward, Corey Brewer reached a buyout agreement. He's an 11-year veteran. He's going to sign with a playoff team as a free agent. Is that a good thing, you think, get rid of him?
Well, here's the deal.
Yeah.
That team's got like 20-some-odd games left, 21, 22 games left.
Yes, yeah.
They want to put as many people that they think are going to be on the squad on the court as much as they can before the season is out. They're not going to be in the playoffs unless some sort of miraculous thing happens. But they want to display people. They want to get people working together with one another. They want to win some games, and they want to appeal to potential free agents. Remember, this whole thing's about they got to have two spaces for maximum cap space.
Wow.
So they could go out and get a couple of pretty good guys to match up with the five or six players they have, which are pretty good.
Yep.
But Corey Brewer wasn't going to make the team anyway. I mean, neither is Lopez. Lopez is going to be gone.
Yeah. So they got some space to go ahead and do stuff. And other teams are doing this now, too, I guess, putting this together.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right. We also, in talking about, and we'll be continuing this throughout the year as we go, but just one more thought on the Olympics over there. Do you think, was this whole thing, this North Korea thing, you think that put a damper on the whole Olympics this year with that crazy man, that, Kim Jong-il?
Can I tell you, I here's what I think. I think that the Olympics, certainly the Winter Olympics,
right?
I think they're boring, and if an American's not in it, I think many people here in this country just tune in. They cherry pick. They'll see the downhill. They'll see whatever it might be. But for the most part, I think that series is over with.
All right, we'll see you next week, huh?
Okay, probably.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.